Former Vice President and U.S. Senator Walter Mondale died yesterday at 93. He may best be known for his loss to incumbent President Ronald Reagan in 1984, but he also transformed the vice presidency when he served alongside Jimmy Carter. Here's NPR's David Wellna.
Those who knew Walter Mondale could readily agree on one thing. The son of a Norwegian-American Methodist preacher was not a contender for Mr. Excitement. When they speak of him, they use words like squeaky clean. Norm Ornstein's with the American Enterprise Institute, a right-leaning Washington think tank.
When we look at people who made a mark through public service in the 20th century, Mondale is going to be right up there in the Hall of Fame.
In 1960, at the age of 32, he got elected Minnesota's Attorney General. When his political mentor Hubert Humphrey left the U.S. Senate to serve as Lyndon Johnson's vice president 4 years later, Mondale got appointed to Humphrey's seat. In 1976, former Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter chose Mondale for his presidential running mate. At that year's Democratic convention, Mondale portrayed joining forces with Carter as ending the Democrats' geographical and political divisions. But Mondale was determined not to repeat Hubert Humphrey's unhappy experience as an all but ignored vice president.
He really transformed the vice presidency.
Joel Goldstein would know. He's a scholar of the vice presidency. Mondale, he says, demanded and got full access to both information and the president himself, as well as an office in the West Wing.
He created a new job definition for the vice presidency of a principal across-the-board advisor for the president and a troubleshooter for things that had to be handled at the highest level that the president couldn't handle.
4 years after Ronald Reagan thwarted Carter's reelection, Mondale challenged Reagan's bid for another term. First, though, he had to win his party's nomination, and that meant getting past a rising star, Colorado Senator Gary Hart. At a primary debate, Mondale turned the tables on Hart with a single memorable line.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad, "Where's the beef?"
Yeah.
20 years later, Mondale said an aide had pressed him to use that line, lifted from an ad for Wendy's hamburgers. At that year's Democratic convention, after choosing New York Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro as the nation's first female running mate, Mondale delivered a line that caused even some allies to cringe.
"Mr. Reagan will raise taxes, and so will I. He won't tell you. I just did."
Mondale's candor went unrewarded. Reagan went on to trounce Mondale, beating him in 49 states. The only state Mondale carried was Minnesota. 2 decades later, at the Dole Institute of Politics, he ruefully reflected on that race.
"I knew my chances of winning were not very good. I went out to see Jess Unruh, who had run against him once for governor. I said, 'What do you recommend?' He said, 'Quit.'"
Mondale seemed to care more about how he'd campaign than what the final result was. This is from a 1984 presidential campaign ad.
"I'd rather be the underdog in a campaign about decency than to be ahead in a campaign only about self-interest."
Mondale wrote a political memoir in 2010. He titled it The Good Fight, A Life in Liberal Politics, words that could serve as his epitaph as well. David Wellna, NPR News.